This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm Caleb Brown. Short-term, limited-duration insurance plans are meant to be a stopgap between coverage by other health insurance policies. They're also largely without the federal mandates and controls that are the hallmarks of modern American health insurance. The Biden administration wants to make them less helpful to Americans, to make the short-term duration even shorter. Cato's Michael Cannon explains why this is terrible news for sick Americans in a new paper.
We'll dispense with the history for now, because there is a sort of a fascinating history of the politics of health insurance and health coverage. But we'll leave that aside just for now. Describe what is a short-term limited duration insurance plan.
Short-term limited duration insurance is a creature of Congress. When Congress passed some health insurance regulations back in 1996, it said these will apply to everything except for this thing that we'll call short-term limited duration insurance, and then it didn't define that. But whatever it is, it's exempt from federal health insurance regulations, not just the ones they passed in 96, but all of them, even Obamacare. It's exempt from everything. And as a result, these plans are able to provide as much or as little coverage as consumers want because they respond to the needs of consumers rather than the dictates of politicians and bureaucrats who come up with all of these regulations in Obamacare and other federal laws. And as a result, these short-term plans provide affordable and comprehensive coverage to millions of people who are ineligible for other options or find them unaffordable. And they do so at a cost that is often 60% or lower than the premiums for Obamacare plans. And it's a very small market. There's only a few million people who enroll in these plans, but they have outsized importance because it is the one of maybe two health insurance markets in the United States where people still have choice, where people can still exercise their right to choose whether and to what extent they are going to pool their health expenses with other people through health insurance.
So short-term, limited duration doesn't sound like a long-term coverage plan. It sounds like quite the opposite. So to what extent are people able to renew these policies?
Right. So that's all the guidance that Congress gave to the administrative agencies about what a short-term limited duration insurance plan is, just those five words right there. And so they've left a pretty big gap in the statute. And that means that the executive branch agencies who implement that law have to use their judgment, come up with, you know, what they think Congress meant to fill in that gap and define what a short-term plan is. And for the first 20 years since 1996, presidents of both parties and Congresses of both parties were perfectly happy defining it as health insurance that lasted up to 12 months, but no more than 12 months for that initial health insurance contract. But at the same time, you could renew with the consent of the insurance company. You could buy consecutive short-term plans. You could even buy multiple short-term plans at once. So if you wanted to buy one for this year and at the same time buy one for the year that follows that and so on and so forth. And when you do that sort of thing, it can actually protect you against your premiums going up if you get sick. So there's a lot of value there. And for 20 years, people could do that. But then the Obama administration said, no, we don't want people choosing these plans instead of Obamacare. So in 2016, they said, we're going to limit them to three-month plans. They can only last 3 months. The insurer has to terminate every one of these plans after 3 months. And that caused a lot of problems. So the Trump administration then got rid of that rule. They said, no, they can last 12 months. And the initial contract, you could renew it up to 36 months total. And they also said that if the insurance company wants to guarantee that you can renew it beyond that with a separate product that we call a renewal guarantee, they can sell that. There's nothing in federal law preventing them from doing that. And really, there isn't. In fact, those renewal guarantees are a separate insurance product over which the statute gives the federal government no authority. So even though the text of the statute says these are short-term limited duration plans, Congress left a big enough exemption there that people can use those plans to provide coverage that lasts indefinitely.
Joe Biden wants to do what to short-term limited duration insurance plans?
So this kind of gets back to what President Obama did in 2016. Before 2016, and right now under what we'll call the Trump rule, the Trump short-term limited duration plans rule, which has been in effect since 2018, you can buy a short-term plan that lasts up to 12 months, which means, among other things, that if you miss Obamacare's enrollment periods, you can buy a plan that covers you until the next enrollment period. You can also renew that plan, but because you can buy a plan that covers you to the next enrollment period, that means you don't have to suffer a gap in coverage. What Barack Obama did with his three-month limit on these plans and what President Biden has proposed to do by limiting them to 4 months is say, no, you cannot buy a plan that covers you until the next Obamacare enrollment period, which means they are forcing people to suffer coverage gaps, gaps in coverage, when they will be sick and uninsured. If you think about it, this only affects sick people. This rule would only take coverage away from sick people. Because if you're a healthy person, you reach the end of 4 months, you could just buy another plan. Joe Biden says you have to buy it from another insurance company, a different one than the first one. And fine, that costs a little more than those search costs do. But if you're healthy, you could do that. If you're sick, though, and the government forces your insurance company to terminate your plan after 4 months, what that means is you'll be sick, you'll have no health insurance, and you won't be able to enroll in a short-term plan because these plans can underwrite you and deny you coverage if you're sick, which they will do, and you will be ineligible to enroll in an Obamacare plan for up to 12 months. So limiting short-term plans to 4 months, requiring insurers to terminate these plans after 4 months, as President Biden has proposed to do, would throw not healthy people out of their health insurance, but throw sick people out of their health insurance and leave them uninsured for up to 12 months. And this isn't conjecture. There's a woman in Arizona. Her name is Jean Balvin. In 2017, when she was 61 years old, she bought a short-term plan because the premium was one-third of the lowest cost Obamacare plan that she could find. When she needed emergency surgery for diverticulitis, her short-term plan paid its part on time and in full. But the Obama three-month limit on short-term plans canceled her coverage after just 3 months. And so when she needed to go back into the hospital for additional diverticulitis care, her plan no longer covered that diverticulitis care. It would have, under the current rules, because she could have bought a plan that lasted until the next Obamacare enrollment period. But what the Obama rule did and what the Biden rule would do is create gaps in coverage through which sick people will fall. And in Jean Balvin's case, left her with almost $100,000 in unpaid medical bills.
Michael, I know you remember better than I do the famous repeal and replace plan. Well, when I say plan, I'm doing it a favor. The repeal and replace notion that Republicans offered during the Trump administration. And it seems like this is sort of a pressure valve against people failing to have coverage when they need it most. And we're in a situation where the president wants to dramatically limit people's ability to get that coverage. What is the possible public rationale for doing so?
Not only was the Republican repeal and replace plan not a plan, it wasn't even repealed. But the reason that Obamacare supporters want to limit short-term plans is they worry that because the premiums for short-term plans are lower for healthy people, because short-term plans can underwrite, they can charge premiums that correspond to the enrollee's risk, they can therefore offer healthy people health insurance at a much lower premium than Obamacare can, because Obamacare prohibits those sorts of risk-based premiums. They worry that if healthy people go into the short-term market, then the only people remaining in the Obamacare exchanges will be sick people. That will cause Obamacare premiums to rise, and it'll make Obamacare look worse. It might cause more people to leave Obamacare for the short-term market in an adverse selection death spiral. More likely what will happen is the premiums will rise to reflect the actual cost of the implicit subsidies that Obamacare is offering to the sick people in those plans. And the premium subsidies that Obamacare explicitly and automatically ties to the premiums in those plans will rise. So Obamacare premiums will rise, spending on Obamacare premium subsidies will rise. It'll make Obamacare look bad, and maybe the markets will collapse or at least lose political support because the cost of Obamacare will become more apparent. But if you read the rule that the Department of Health and Human Services issued in 2018, they acknowledged that if you allow people in the short-term market to renew their plans with what we called renewal guarantees, what that means is that even after they fall ill, they will be able to maintain their short-term plans and keep paying healthy person premiums, not paying cancer patient or diverticulitis patient premiums, but keep paying healthy person premiums. And if they can do that, that could improve Obamacare's risk pools and reduce Obamacare premiums by keeping sick people out of those Obamacare plans. And so even if what you want to do is not expand consumer choice and save people money, but protect Obamacare, then you should oppose this Biden proposal to limit short-term plans to 4 months. And you should support the current rules, which allow people to stay in short-term plans and renew those plans indefinitely. It would help a lot if a Democratic administration said that it was going to do that, or if Congress codified the current rules, because then the insurance companies that would need to make long-term investments in those plans would have the regulatory certainty they need to do so.
Michael Cannon directs health policy studies at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you please. And thank you for listening.